Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says farmers must get full benefit of GST relief on tractor and other machinery prices. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asserts women-led development is at the heart of government's vision. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says Prime Minister Narendra Modi has turned technology into India's greatest equalizer. Yemen's Houthi group claims missile and drone attack on Israeli cities. And in Asia Cup cricket, India and Oman to clash in the last Group A match in Abu Dhabi this evening. And now the news in detail. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed that GST rate cuts on tractors and farm equipments must directly reach the farmers. Chairing a meeting with agricultural machinery and equipment representatives in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that the GST reduction from 12 or 18% to 5% will make tractors and machinery significantly cheaper. Mr. Chauhan added that the move would lead to significant price cuts ranging from 23,000 to 63,000 rupees across different tractor categories. Addressing the media, Mr. Shivraj Singh Chauhan stressed the benefit must not be absorbed midway and should directly accrue to farmers in real time starting 22nd of September.
Our resolve is to increase farmers' income, and for that it is necessary to increase production, reduce production costs, and mechanization is important for both. Machines are also necessary to increase production, whether it is tractors, harvesters, threshers, or small machines. These are essential. They also reduce costs. But farmers must get the benefit of the reduced GST rates. And this benefit is not small. It is very significant.
In a landmark move towards simplifying the tax structure and easing the financial burden on citizens, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Independence Day address this year, announced the next generation GST reforms. The new tax rates will be implemented from Monday. Today, we will take a look at the potential impact of these reforms on the automobile industry.
In a major relief for the common man, the GST Council has announced significant tax cuts for the automobile sector. The industry supports over 3.5 crore jobs in manufacturing, sales, financing and maintenance directly and indirectly. Lower GST rates will boost demand, providing a lift not only to automobile manufacturers but also to the vast allied industries including tires, batteries, components, glass, steel, plastics and electronics. The tax reduction will also encourage the replacement of old vehicles with new fuel-efficient models, thereby promoting cleaner and greener mobility. Speaking to the media, President of the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association, C.S. Vikneshwar, said the automobile industry will fully utilize these reforms to ensure that every customer benefits through prices that meet their expectations.
The reform is going to be massive in terms of its reach, because not only in the automotive sector, every sector we are seeing the prices go down. And if the prices go down, customers are going to go out and shop. And if the customers go out and shop, the economy is really going to improve.
The new tax rate will come into effect from Monday. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has turned technology into India's greatest equalizer. He added that now a street vendor uses the same UPI payment system as a corporate executive. In an article in a National Daily, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted that technology does not have any hierarchy. He added that this transformation reflects Prime Minister Modi's core philosophy of Antyodaya, reaching the last person in the queue. Mentioning the space and innovation sector, Mr. Vaishnaw said that India has achieved what seemed impossible. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has emphasized that the active participation of women and youth is essential for realizing the vision of a developed India by 2047. Addressing the gathering at Future Frontier Conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that the central theme of the government's agenda is women-led development.
Prime Minister has very specifically made it a central theme of our government's agenda, which is woman-led development, the empowerment of women. Honorable Prime Minister launched Swasth Mahila, Swasth Nari. It's empowering your family. So Swasth Nari, Sashakt Parivar.
Mr. Rijiju stated, India is well on track to become third largest economy in the world. The minister highlighted that in the last 11 years, India has become the fifth largest economy in the world from 11th position. Mr. Rijiju said that India has made significant progress under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has empowered tribal communities and improved their quality of life. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Mission Saksham Anganwadi and Poshan 2.0 are major initiatives taken by the government to improve the nutrition of children, adolescent girls and pregnant mothers. Sharing an article by Union Minister Annapurna Devi, Mr. Modi added that through these schemes, millions of beneficiaries are receiving help through the vast network of Anganwadi centres spread across the country. Prime Minister Modi has also shared an article written by Union Minister Chirag Pasman on the impact of the latest GST reforms in enhancing ease of doing business in the food processing sector. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that by lowering rates on everyday food and packaging, groceries have become more affordable. He said it will boost MSMEs, support farmers, and improve India's global food competitiveness. Today, in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has empowered tribal communities and improved their quality of life.
India is home to one of the most vibrant and diverse tribal populations in the world, with over 10 crore 45 lakhs tribal citizens, which is about 8.6% of the total population of the country. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, there has been a clear and deliberate shift from tokenism to targeted empowerment of tribal communities.
Saathiyo, Adivasi Kalyan, hamesha se एनडीए सरकार की प्राथमिकता रहा है जनजातीय समाज की पढ़ाई कमाई और दवाई इस पर हमारी सरकार का बहुत जोर है
Over the last decade, the budget of Ministry of Tribal Affairs has tripled, rising from nearly 4,300 crore rupees in 2013-14 to 13,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. The prominent schemes initiated by the government, the Budget for Development Action for Scheduled Tribes, has been increased more than five times since 2013-14. The Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Abhiyan, PM Janman, has become a powerful mission of justice, dignity, and upliftment for particularly vulnerable tribal groups. This initiative is transforming lives in 75 such communities across 11 states and one union territory, benefiting over 47 lakhs tribal people. An amount of 24,000 crore rupees has been allocated for the scheme. The Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan comprises of 25 interventions implemented by 17 different ministries. The scheme aims to saturate infrastructural gaps in over 63,000 villages by improving access to health and education facilities and providing livelihood opportunities benefiting nearly 5 crore tribal people.
Union Minister Kiran Rijiju today alleged that Congress leader Rahul Gandhi keeps blaming the constitutional body to hide his own weaknesses. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that after repeatedly losing elections, Mr. Gandhi blames the system. He said the nation stands with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the poor, farmers and common people consider him as the leader of the country.
बार बार हारने का बाद No one will believe Rahul Gandhi's repeated election losses if he hides his weaknesses and criticizes the system. The country has changed, its temperament has shifted, and under Modi's leadership, India has progressed significantly. He must admit his leadership failures.
The Chhattisgarh Anti-Corruption Bureau and Economic Offences Wing arrested a retired IAS officer in an alleged liquor scam. The then Commissioner of State Excise Department, Niranjan Das, has been arrested for his alleged role in assisting the syndicate handling and operating the scam. National award-winning short film Chalo Jeete Hain is being screened across the country as part of the 75th birthday celebrations of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In Puducherry, special screenings of the film began last night at PVR Cinemas. BJP functionaries and members of the general public attended the first show. Speaking to Akashwani News, after watching the film, Vetri Selvan said, Chalo Jeete Hain conveys the life message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi that we should live and work for others.
The main theme is we should live for others. In this film also, during childhood of Honorable Modi ji is asking question about for whom do we live. He is asking his friend, he is asking his father. So many of the persons, well, but teacher is telling some stories. So we got a good message from this film. We have to live for others. We have to work for others. We have to take care of others.
Another spectator, Govindan, expressed happiness that the film clearly portrays the childhood of Prime Minister Modi.
It was actually very mind-blowing, and his childhood was very clearly documented in this film. We are totally stunned with this. No words. Hats off to our Narendra Modi ji. We are really wished to have this documentary film at this time.
Yemen's Houthi group has claimed responsibility for launching a hypersonic ballistic missile and three drones targeting Israeli cities. According to Houthi sources, the missile struck a military site in Jaffa, while drones targeted Beersheba and the port city of Eilat. The Israel Defense Forces reported intercepting most projectiles, but confirmed a drone hit a hotel in Eilat, causing property damage with no casualties. Air raid sirens were triggered across central Israel, including Tel Aviv, prompting residents to seek shelter. In Asia Cup cricket, India will take on Oman in their final Group A match at Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi. The match will start at 8 p.m. Oman have already been eliminated, and with 4 points from 2 games, India has already sealed the Super 4 qualification. And in badminton, PV Sindhu has bowed out of China Masters 2025. In the women's singles quarterfinal today, India's ace badminton star was defeated by South Korea's An Se-young in straight sets in just 38 minutes. India star men's doubles duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will play their quarterfinal match against local favourites Huan Nan Shi and Xiang Yu Yiren later today. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says farmers must get full benefit of GST relief on tractor and other machinery prices. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asserts women-led development is at the heart of government's vision. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says Prime Minister Narendra Modi has turned technology into India's greatest equalizer. Yemen's Houthi group claims missile and drone attack on Israeli cities. And in Asia Cup cricket, India and Oman to clash in the last Group A match in Abu Dhabi this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.